You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, I'm really serious on the subject of the biblical health laws, and I'm begging you, don't let Satan destroy you. You're not going to hear this anywhere else in East Tennessee. They're not going to teach you this. The people you're paying to teach you about God and the Bible will not bring this up because the church will revolt. They'll get fired. They'll walk away from them, and they're never going to tell you. What's your preacher going to do? Go down to McDonald's and flip hamburgers? He's not going to tell you this. Sin is the cause of sickness and disease. It is that simple. We're a week's worth of shows into this so far, and over and over, go back and read about what God says about if we refuse to obey Him. Read Leviticus 26, verses 14 through 46. Read Deuteronomy chapter 28. And over, He tells us, if we do not carefully observe all the words of this law which are written in this book, that you may fear this glorious and awesome name, the Lord your God, then the Lord will bring upon you and your descendants extraordinary plagues, great and prolonged plagues, and serious and prolonged sickness. He will bring back on you all the diseases of Egypt which you were afraid, and they shall cling to you. Also every sickness and every plague which is not written in this book of the law, the Lord will bring upon you until you are destroyed. The hospitals are full of people sick and dying and suffering, and Satan has convinced them that they can violate God's laws. And over in the Bible, God tells us that if we do that, we're going to be sick. We're going to be punished. Quit sinning. Quit violating God's laws. The doctors will never cure you. There are many cures for cancer. The biggest one is obey God. But there are many cures for cancer, one disease, for example, that they'll never let you know. The FDA is not there to protect you. It's to protect Big Pharma and this medical system. People have had cures throughout the last 100 years. A little over 100 years, back to 1908, Dr. James Beard had a cure for cancer, pancreatic enzymes, and people were getting enzyme injected in them from their pancreas, and they were curing cancer with that. Dr. Hoxie, he had medical clinics all over this country. They shut him down. He was curing people with cancer. Gerson, they ran him out of the United States with his clinics. He had to go down to Mexico. His daughter Charlotte still runs a cancer clinic down there. Raymond Rife had a cure for cancer. In 1919, they had a big conference, announced the end of all disease, and the FDA went after him. Over and over and over, they have suppressed the cures for cancer. Heart disease, chelation therapy. I can't tell you these things? Well, sorry, this is First Amendment. I am not giving medical advice here. Go and talk to a real non-athopathic doctor and find out what can help you. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.